studying the many seminars which I give on various subjects, you know, both to devotees and to non-devotees. Devotees are my most difficult audience always, because they are on this process for a long time, and to convince them to try to do something new which will bring them significantly to another level is not always easy. Nor am I so advanced that I know so many things. But I have today in my workshop what I consider really the essence of this seminar. And I'm very grateful that most of the devotees who started this seminar and went to the various sessions are still here, because I consider what has happened so far is just a preparation to this particular workshop. See, many times when we open the scriptures, the subjects are just so high and so intricate. Okay, I'm getting a little tired, so intricate. And they are also a little subtle, so that they evade us. And have you been in the situation, you read a text and you ask yourself after one paragraph, what did I just read? Okay, I should read it again. Why doesn't it stick in my brain? I know if I would read Mickey Mouse now, I would remember everything. But this is more important, and I forget. And again, you give it. I sometimes need three readings of a text, and then the question is, do I get it? Is the nectar coming in my heart? Am I convinced? So much convinced that I will now live by this, and there's room for improvement. Let us use a polite English word. But I feel by a very authorized process, which I have also been lucky or happy enough to present to teachers in university settings and so on, I can really say by this authorized practices, you will understand the Bhagavatam, things will stick to you, and in times of need you will remember. And by applying this process, you will also, touch Krishna. This may sound like a big thing, but the Bhagavatam claims that Krishna comes in the heart and sits down when we read the Bhagavatam. So this process I would like to share with you now, and after sharing it with you, I will request you to apply it. I will give you a text or two texts of the Bhagavatam, one for the person who is A and the second for the person who is B, and then I will request you to read the text with the method which I will first teach you, and then you can decide or see for yourself how hopefully the Bhagavatam will come to life in your life. And then I will request you afterwards to immediately share your new insights and discoveries with your neighbor, means neighbor in the seminar. But I hear everywhere the Krishna conscious neighbors. Yesterday I walked, and then I saw this mansion, and I thought, oh, maybe they have a dog. Or once I walked in the desert, Joshua tree, and all of a sudden there was a man with a gun before me, and he said, you trespassed on my property. And I said, what do you want to do with the gun? And he said, get off my land, man! And I knew from the cowboy movies that if you don't, you have to digest a heavy lead. They pump you full with this. But here I walked and devotees went like this, come, and I said, no, japa. You can walk freely and they will invite you, not chase you off the land. Good, because everyone is a devotee, so yeah. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
You are, my God, this was a very, very convinced yes. Let us first please chant and then I will explain. Namo Vishnu, everyone, Padaya, Krishna, Prishtaya, Bhutale, Shimate, Bhakti, Vedanta, Sami, Niti, Namine, Namaste, Sarasvati, Deve, Gauravani, Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Vasarigo Bhaktavinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Oh Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna. That was fiery in the end. Krishna, Krishna. It's such a pleasure to be with you. Really, I don't deserve such good company as you. This is so inspiring. You really, when you sit here, you should be in my situation and see all of you very absorbed and singing very nicely. And thank you. I was thinking, I guess that's what we Europeans have who cannot speak so. I mean, yes, we speak a lot. We speak English, but it's not our mother tongue. We think maybe they will not even listen to me like this. But it's on my first visit, I saw that is wrong, and you are very kind. Good. Where are we now? In the first day, I really wanted to bring to the attention of the participants of this retreat Srila Prabhupada's endeavor and also faith in the Bhagavatam. Remember his arrival prayer where he wondered, why am I here? Will they understand? These Westerners, will they understand? And then he took recourse or refuge in the Bhagavatam and said, my Lord, and the Lord is the Bhagavatam, by your mercy they will understand. And then he gave a few verses, I think 5 verses, which he quoted verbatim from the pages of the Bhagavatam. It's the process which the Bhagavatam offers for full God realization. So, I wanted to also show so far that the Bhagavatam is a divine scripture which for us who are conditioned needs to be approached in a certain way so that there is a revelation of the contents taking place. In yesterday's workshop, I requested you to take note of that process of investing faith and listening regularly of the Bhagavatam, and then finally, making an effort to be attentive. Now, this on the point of effort. I would like to now introduce to you a process which we will find in the Upanishads and which is quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his tikkas, his explanation to the 80th chapter of the Bhagavatam, Prayers of the Personified Vedas. It's a process which, surprisingly, for those who are, let me say, who have focused in their spiritual path only on Krishna consciousness, is found also in other spiritual traditions. It's not a surprise because those who have studied other spiritual bona fide traditions, they have found out that there are a lot of similarities when it comes to the practice. Not so much, not always with the philosophy, but when it comes to a practice, how to realize, then there are great parallels. Why? Because we human beings are everywhere the same. We learn also in the same way. And I will first explain what it is and then show you how this is viewed, this process, in the Christian tradition. It's quite interesting, because, and I think it will enhance your faith that, it seems to work for everyone. So let me make it work for myself. Good. Because this is, please allow me just to, I think I have offered my obeisances to Prabhupada in the beginning. It's never enough. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharini Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskatyadi Satani. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Prayi Prayi Pye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadha Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. When we read a spiritual text, we want to be touched by it and ultimately transformed or brought to another level. So the first step when we read a spiritual text is called Shravanam. Shravanam means to hear or read. I put an ear there. I could also have put an eye, but I thought, let's be simple. We need to hear with an open mind and with this effort to be attentive. At this stage, my dear devotees, in the first stage, you should just be concerned, what is the information here? You should not interpret it, you should not value it. This is very, you should really absorb the information of the sacred text, even if it should be highly technical for you, like calculating time from the movements of the atom, which is only something for scientists to fully comprehend. But Shravanam, you must receive everything in the Holy Scripture, but just let it enter. Prabhupada said, by submissive oral reception. Have you heard this? A very nice way to say an oral reception. Welcome, new information. Welcome, I receive you. I have a reception center. It's behind the eardrum somewhere. Let me receive. The next step is mananam. It means to reflect. And in this process, come to some insights. What this means in practical reading is, as you read something and you are, let me say, something strikes you, or you can see this more than it strikes me. It's nice that you take notes, but please don't forget to listen. If you want, we can also send this to you. I can send my notes. They are rather scanty. No. Try to listen. You must reflect about this. Be very careful to also allow new thoughts into your thinking system. Don't come with preconceived notions of this. This is too quaint. Quaint? I'm a modern man or modern woman. I'm not one of these ancients. And so on. Reflect about it. Let it and usually something which strikes you and where you become a little impatient. That is where you can make a new recovery. I once wrote a song. It is, you stumble where your treasures lie. like this, and so on and so forth. I'm not a good composer, so let me not go into details. But you stumble where your treasures lie. Something new comes. Now you can, now it somehow it evoked a reaction, or maybe of impatience or of enthusiasm. Something worked. Reflect about this. And the next is nididhyasam. It means actually deep contemplation. Give the new information a space in your heart, and then very much, that's why we put the hands there, then apply it. And finally, this is added by the Vaishnava Acharyas to this threefold Upanishadic process. Pray so that you get higher informations. We can hear this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Sanatana Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has finished the Sanatana Shiksha, the instruction of Sanatana Goswami, and then Sanatana Goswami lays down paces obeisance and said, I pray to you that you will help me to understand what you have just now said, and if you could bless me by putting your lotus feet on my head, then I'm sure that by these blessings I will understand. And Mahaprabhu obliged and put his lotus feet on Sanatana Goswami's head. Would be very nice if we could have the lotus feet of the Lord on the head. Now, to go a little bit, let me say, to understand this process a little deeper, I would like to throw a light on this from the Christian tradition, who have developed a method which is they call sacred reading. Not just ordinary reading, but sacred reading, where you get an information. They also have something that just collect the information at Shravanam, and they say this is like bringing food to the mouth. It's here, it's still before the mouth, it is not yet inside of you. You just hear it, and you have not yet done anything to own it. Then this owning a subject happens by reflecting about it. In our tradition it's mananam, which means to chew on the food. Imagine I go to Mano, Ram and Jai Radhe, and they serve me a very nice preparation. If I just bring it to the food and stop there, I will not be able to be nourished by it. I will maybe see they are hospitable hosts, but I need to bring it inside and chew it. And I think that is the main problem with our process of learning. We hear so much and we don't really reflect. There is a little scope for reflection when we say other questions, because then a little reflection is done. Or you may go to your spiritual master and say, I'm not clear about this point. Could you kindly elaborate and then can I ask questions? I think we have it in our tradition, but we may not utilize this so often. So reflecting about something is like chewing. When Manoram has offered me a very nice buckwheat bread, and now I chew on it. This is like reflecting. A good English word is, I think, I ruminate over the subject matter. Mm-hmm. And then, but then comes a new, the need, yes, dear son. I contemplate and apply it. That means, in the Christian perspective, I swallow the food. Now, I'm thinking, what could this mean for my life? This is a contemplation. How does it affect me? And then, how could I apply it in my life? And then I apply it. Then the food comes to the stomach where the real nourishment takes place. You know, someone who only chews the food and then spits it out suffers from bully, what is the word? Bully something. Yeah, that word. And has no real benefit from it because he has a personal some eating disorder and so on. So you must apply it. And finally, when you pray for insights, this they don't have. I have creatively added this. I would say this is like digesting it, really. And Krishna, please help me to understand it on a deeper level. It is seen that people who follow this process learn very nicely, but it is also seen that people who, let me say, only hear and then they reflect intellectually about it, but they never do anything with it. They don't do the third step. They often do not take the real benefit from their spiritual literature. Devotees must learn to not only hear and reflect, but they must learn to apply in their lives what they have learned, and in this way live the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then come to an insight. I would like to give you an example from my personal experience. When I joined the early devotees in Hamburg, I was the only native, the only person who spoke German in the temple. There were devotees living. No, that's not right. There was Mandali Bhattara Prabhu. I was one of two who spoke German. No, that's not right. One of three. I was one of three who spoke German. Very quickly, the devotees asked me if I could translate from English to German. Now I said, my English is not very good. I always slept during the English courses because it was a little boring for me. I know little, but hello and goodbye, these things I know. But you are the only one and you are young, you can learn. So, okay, I got a typing machine because I knew to type with 10 fingers. That was a rarity. And I translated terribly German. I could see it. And I saw some of the manuscripts and I thought, my God. But I was so young, maybe 16 years, and you know. But I was very enthusiastic. And I had heard that one should spread Krishna consciousness also. But I'm a natural shy person. I only learned to be bold in Krishna consciousness, really. But by nature, I'm like Gaur Krishna, who's also a little shy by nature. So I never wanted to go out on the street and distribute books. I just didn't want to share. These were people I would never talk to, who were walking on the streets of the capital towns. I was very selective in personal association. Now I had to go to them and explain the books, and I was trying to avoid this for 5 years. But we were, we distributed literature in Germany a lot, you might know, and I, devotees said, it's only your false ego that you don't want to get out of. They were absolutely right. So, but I thought, I'm so shy. That's also your false ego. You are not bold, you are not shy, you are eternal spiritual soul. Yes, that's a good point. So then one, I remember, one devotee was pulled me out on the streets. And he first went with me and showed me, this is how you do it. I carried his books and he distributed and I listened and observed carefully and they said, now fly your own airplane. Here was, please, please. And my dear devotees, then I remember Prabhupada said, by sharing Krishna consciousness, it becomes more in yourself. So that was a good motivation. I wanted to become more substantial in Krishna consciousness. And to distribute a book. And I could see so many realizations came. I could actually see spiritual life's starts beyond my comfort zone. You know, where I'm with my body and mind and its pleasures. It starts beyond the body and mind, beyond the comfort zone. That's why when you hear the old devotees talk about the old days, they cry in happiness and they are so animated all of a sudden because Prabhupada constantly pushed us beyond our comfort zone. We did things totally outside of the body and mind limitations because he asked us to do and we had faith. And we made many, many realizations in a short time. And I could also see this as I was just acting on the knowledge I had heard, that is sharing Krishna consciousness. It's in the Adi Lila 7, how important it is to serve the holy name by spreading the holy name. And we did all this for many, many years. And I can really say, without this, I wouldn't sit here before you any longer, because that really convinced me very deep that there is Krishna, there's life beyond the body and the mind and so on. So this acting upon the knowledge, that helps you to swallow it and then later to digest it and become spiritually strong. You must act upon what you have heard. Otherwise, it remains theoretical, and theoretical knowledge, you will lose it after some time. Only what is it in American, your language, one says, you lose what you don't use. No, it's about muscles. The fitness centers make it work. Advertisement like this. You lose what you don't use. Something like this. So it's also the knowledge. You lose it if you don't act upon it. It goes. There are verses which say that, for instance, when you don't chant the Gayatri mantras regularly, these mantras leave you. You have no access any longer. It's that they stay with you, but if you don't cultivate them, they leave you. So this applying is so absolutely important. And when you start to apply something, you will soon see that you need more help, additional help. And at that time you pray to Srila Prabhupada, you pray to Krishna, and have this mandanam element. Good. May I ask you, do you have any question on this fourfold process? Please, at this moment, because I will guide you now in an exercise and I will request you to apply this, let us focus our questions only on these four points. And then, when we have clarified all our questions, Then we will make a practical exercise. Yes, Brahma Muhurta Prabhu. Brahma Tirtha Prabhu.
Yes. Can you speak a little more about the mood and type of prayer that's appropriate in this sequence?
Yes. We have this prayer where we pray Om Ajanati Midandasya Gyananjala Shalakaya Shakshun Militam Yenaitasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. A prayer to the Guru to open our vision by using that stick which is used in India to put kajal, an ointment which opens the vision or is good for the vision. We also have the prayer Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. It's a prayer to Rupa Goswami that he helps us to understand the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And another prayer we have is Mukam Karoti Vachalam. You know, pray, by the mercy of the spiritual master, what was it, a dumb man can become an eloquent, no, it goes like this. A layman can cross mountains, a blind man can see by the mercy of the spiritual master the stars twinkling in the night sky, and a dumb man can become eloquent. No? So there are these prayers, these traditional prayers, which we all, which we have, and you might see, Prabhupada would always use prayers where he gave his obeisances to the whole parampara, prayed Vandeham Sri Guru, to the Gurus, to the Goswamis, to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to Radha and Krishna, to Lalita and Vishakha. In our tradition, there are many such prayers. There's, for instance, I so much recommend this, Utkalika Valari. It's a prayer by Rupa Goswami. You know, he says, there's a person in the forest of Vrindavan. His heart is burned by the hot tears which has come, because I'm turning to you, my dear Radha and Krishna. If I've ever done even a shadow of the chanting, please give me your mercy. So all these appeals should be made, starting with the spiritual master, starting with Srila Prabhupada, and then going up the parampara to the divine couple. Now, you asked what is appropriate. It's really this feeling of this mood, that I don't know anything and I cannot know without your mercy. These are alaukika subjects, subjects beyond the mind and the words. They are transcendental. How can I understand? How can a frog understand the ocean? It is not possible. You please come in my heart and you give me the understanding. That is also there in the Bhagavatam's teachings. No? Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam. This hearing about Krishna is punya, it is virtuous. And what will happen? The Lord will come in the heart and it cleans the inauspicious things, and he will make you, help you to then understand when the impurities are gone. This is a little which comes out of the top of my head. There may be more. There's certainly more. Yes. So, see, there is a great difference I find out between just knowing an information But deeply understanding it, because I feel when you deeply understand, you also have the motivation to act upon it. You can't leave it any longer. There are psychological studies I have read, but I don't want to bore you. I understand that's not... we don't talk so much about this approach, but just to say that people who learn to act upon what they have heard, they make more integral personalities. That I understood from these studies. Mm-hmm. Any other questions regarding this fourfold process? I will turn to the Mataji. Please. We will give you a microphone.
Hi, Krishna. I was thinking that for myself, I find that it's very helpful to, after hearing and reflecting, to discuss what I've heard with other devotees. So does that fall under this discussion with devotees come in one of these categories?
Oh, yeah.
Individual, internal kind of process.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. What is your good name, please?
Prabhupada Priya Devidasa.
Wow, what a name. Yeah, this sharing and discussing, we will do this later, is one of the very effective means to learn. Because, if you allow me, the king of the German poets, Goethe, maybe let me say it in an American way. How do you say it? Pronounce it in an American way. Huh? Get. Yeah? No one seems to have heard that. It is very... Okay, Germany is a small... I begin to become humble. It's so small, I understand it. So maybe like New York or so big. So, anyways, he said the human being always learns from another human being. That's, and when you discuss and hear the other perspective, all of a sudden new points which you might have overlooked all the time become very clear to you. Especially if you are in a lady's body, discussion is a wonderful means, because that is, ladies are more open amongst ladies than men are amongst men. So that is really, you can get to the essence and so on. That is one of the advantages. I'm not saying there are only advantages or something, but that's something which is born with you, which is there in the psychology. And, yeah, that discussion, very important. And in the Gita, Krishna talks about his devotees as Bodhayanta Parasparam. They share and discuss. It should be done. It should be done. Oh. What would we be without discussions? No? Can you remember good discussions which you had where something became, wow, I overlooked that so far. And it's amazing. It doesn't always need to be the super rare, very advanced Prabhupada disciple who joined the first, you know. It can be also a person who's newer, provided he's serious in his spiritual practice. It really acts as a reflective method. And we will do it in a second. You will have to discuss very strong and very openly with your neighbors. Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you. There was another question I saw. Yes, I saw you first. Dhruva Maharaj. Our Dhruva Maharaj. Hare Krishna. The guidebooks and everything. Yes. Vrindavan, yes. Jai Vrindavan.
In your just recent discussion, the step from hearing and contemplating to applying, we see that over the course of 50 years, many people have understood this philosophy, dedicated their life to it, applied their life to it, but for some reason or another weren't able to continue it, or found it too idealistic in their contemplation of something, like you said, beyond your comfort zone. If you're hearing something that's higher than you've realized, and you want to apply yourself to reach that higher state, but you don't experience it quite yet, how do you continue to remain determined with the expectation and experience that will keep you determined to go to the next step after that, rather than finding some alternative distraction?
Thank you so much, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu, isn't it?
Yes.
I remember you were opening Vrindavan for me, and now I see you with my eyes. Wonderful. Thank you. It gives great pleasure to me. Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu. Yeah. We all grew up with Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu's books on Vrindavan. I believe in baby steps. To always put on something new, but which is doable, relatable and doable. And there is a magic in doing these relatable and doable things, because they will pull new things into your life. It's very interesting if we study how can we develop sattva. We who are finding ourselves surrounded with a culture which has mostly tamasic and rajasic influences. How can we develop sattva? And it is by doing small, doable sattvic things, like getting up at a time just a little earlier, so that you come closer to the sattvic time in the morning. By also even eating things, like not overeating, you know, just and avoiding those things which are not which are too rajasic and tamasic, and so on. And once one does this, other sattvic things come into our life. An example. I have there is one devotee. Her name is Mangala, and she has a PhD in introducing the concept of sattva into the health for well-being in this area of health. She had to defend the sattva theory against a board of scientists, medicinal men, and she has researched this intensively, and she came up with an example which I think is really interesting. When you have a caravan of camels, and one of the leading camel goes left, it doesn't go straight any longer, into the oasis, then all the other camels, maybe 50, will also go left and take the turn. So sattva brings into your life a caravan of other resources, sattvic resources. And it is not important that you get to the highest bar immediately. Start with something which is relevant and relatable. I have noted some of you have started to eat less and more healthy, and that had an influence on being more awake, being more alert, not being so tamasic, getting up earlier, and so many other things come into the life. You just have to start somewhere, and the point is, don't stop doing things. Be curious. Remain inquisitive. Don't think, well, I've reached this state, I'm so many years. In comparison to your eternal spiritual body, or let us say it in Prabhupada's word, your original constitutional position, you are still a traveler, you are still a pilgrim on the journey. So see what you could do in order to introduce new things. And one thing, because you are Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu and you know this already, go on pilgrimage and see, get new impulses while you have while you are on pilgrimage. And then when you return, that's what Bhurijan Prabhu, my good friend, always tells me. Don't get immediately into the 1,000 urgent things which wait for you. Make a pause. Isolate these things which spoke to you during your pilgrimage. When you made a spiritual journey out of your comfort zone, and apply that for some time, and then you will see, wow, you have a fresh angle on life, a fresh intake on life. It's very important that we remain, especially when we get older and our energy goes a little down, that we remain in the beginner's mind, in the learner's mind, and introduce things. And they can be so small. It's not about getting jumping over a high bar. It's just about putting something there which is right in your life and which is doable for you, and that will set you on a path to do other things. That would be my answer. Hare Krishna. Thank you. And thank you for being with us, Dhruva Maharaj Prabhu. You can't believe Dhruva Maharaj gave many of us the gift of a great appreciation for the Holy Dham. He wrote many books like this. Good. I think it is pretty clear. Who has an urgent question regarding that something is absolutely unclear? Mahatma Prabhu.
I once heard that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, when you read Bhagavatam, you should pray to every word
really?
To understand. So I have a question about prayer, because prayer is the last thing. But the way you described it, it seems like it should be first, second, third, and fourth. It should be part of every stage. Because if you're praying at the end, then what are you praying for? Because you're praying for realization, reflection, and so forth, praying to be able to hear. So would that be a proper understanding that the prayer is interwoven at every stage?
Yeah. I mean, we can never pray too much, you know. I put it in this order because the Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasan is how you find it in the Brihat Aranyaka Purana, Upanishad. And Valadev Vidya Bhushana, one of our Gaudiya Acharyas, said, that's not enough to just do Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasan. We must pray for insight, because the Upanishadic tradition often leaves the mercy of Krishna out of the picture. But for a devotee, that is most important. And yes, we can definitely pray on every step. Even before you start the process, you can collect yourself, center yourself in some ways, and say a prayer before you open the book. Even that is done by many, to your spiritual master and to those divine manifestations of the Lord who you're very, you feel you want to address personally. And then you come. Prayer makes the whole process personal, and this is a personal tradition, and so on. Yeah. Some do this. I remember in the Govardhan retreat, Bhurijan Prabhu gave a very, very nice seminar over several days, and he introduced this method. You might, if you want to note it down, you can note it down. This is just the bare thread, you know, which needs to be there. But you can make a wonderful Vaishnav practice by, you know, selecting a good time. Then, okay, I can read like this. When I come home from the seminar, after my lunch prasadam, I can read. Let me not read immediately after, because I'm still digesting. Maybe towards the evening, before I leave the house, I'd set aside a time and a place. Place is also very good. And then you might sanctify the atmosphere by offering an incense and let it burn, and that creates also some influence on the space, shifts the energies. If you are an esoteric person, you will know what I mean. Then you sit down and you read a selected part, or it's good, Prabhupada said, to read sequentially, and then you just read. This is called Shravanam, and as soon as something strikes you, you stop. You don't go further. Now you want to apply Mananam. Oh, what does this mean, actually? What does it mean what does it mean? Have I heard maybe in another place in the Bhagavatam something similar? Oh, let me find that. Zhup, and you are now reflecting. You go to the, second canto, around the fifth chapter, text 22, I believe, or before, slightly after, and so on. And then you just spread out, so to say, into the subject. And then you stop, what could this mean for me? I'm now eating too much, I know it, and the scale shows it. It's an embarrassing 20 kg too much. This is here about sense control. How could I start my sense control? Okay, well, I'm not so controlled, I'm from America. Let me just, why don't I stuff myself on fruits? And then you stuff yourself on fruits, and the desired result will come after some time. I'm saying something very basic. I'm not talking to Mahatma Prabhu, who gives wonderful seminars. Not to you, Mahatma. I'm just saying, contemplate and then apply it in your heart, and then pray, and at the end you can offer your obeisances. This is something which works very much. I learned this from all the elements are in there. I learned that at the Govardhan retreat, and then Burijan had a big banana box of books from Prabhupada, and we were asked to take a book, go somewhere under a tree, and read according to this method. Hare Krishna. I want to do this now with you, although we will stay in the temple room, or maybe on the porches, on the nicely ventilated, is it called a porch? Veranda. Thank you. But not further than that. We want to keep the space. I would like to ask you to turn around and find a partner with whom you want to do this sharing and discussion thing of the Bhagavatam. And please, everyone, take part in it. It's now very important. Harishyam, Harishyam, come with the... You have two, right? Oh, then you did something on your own. That's not good. We need to. You need to give. I will show you. Madhuram, can you come? No, Hare Krishna, wait. This is a. Wait. No. Hare Krishna, it is nice that you are in the mood to talk, but you need to talk about something that is very important. May I have a quick share? It's not for, this is for helping us. Who is partner A? No, in your team. So, my staff, that is Hari Shyam, maybe you want to get some help from the Matajis. Partner A gets a text from a Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 18th chapter, verse 9. Okay? Those who want to make notes, there are pens available. Please return them because we are poor. So all those who are A, our devotees will go now around. Yes. And will give you the fifth canto, chapter 18, verse 9. I will tell you afterwards what to do. Please, you might help. It should go very fast. They are unfortunately stapled together. Is everything stapled together? Hari Shyam, you need to speak with me. Anyways.
It is very difficult to know my mind, so when you think anything can be.
All those who are A's, please get a text, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Verse 9. It should go really fast. I don't know if you... And wait a minute. Listen up. This is how you say it in London. Listen up, please. All those who are bees, right? Not bees, honeybees, partner bee. You will get Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, Verse 17. That's maybe easiest if we give to the devotees and they rip the pages apart. Yeah, you did already. Let us do this with exemplary speed. What are you, Makadiya?
Me.
I'm nothing.
If anybody didn't get, we have some extra.
Yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna. Now, finally, some people who have temperament. Who has not yet gotten a text? Please raise your hands. What are you, A or B? Please give him a B. Has everyone obtained a text? Yes, no? Good. But that went very fast. What? And everyone has a partner, do I assume? No.
Raise your hand.
If you do not have a partner, raise your hand. Here's one. Please look here. You can team up with him. Go Krishna, you don't have a partner. You have. Wow, this went very fast. Hare Krishna. My dear devotees, let me just once again ask so that we know that we can go fully into this next, into this very important exercise. Do you all have a partner? Good. Second question, do you all have a text? Your partner should be, you should, one of you is A, the other is B. That is clear. Good. Now we will start with a wonderful exercise, which I will introduce in detail. Study your text alone, that is without talking with your partner. We will give around 10 minutes for this. And apply the process Shravanam, Mananam, Nididasam and praying, Vandanam. I will put the process up in a moment so that when you get that you have a clear guideline how to go. Mananam is the point which may be most important for you because the others you know already, but Mananam, I feel, is maybe new. When you read, note down a point that struck you. We have given you pens, so you can use these pens and you can just underline things or make a quick note. Something which will help you to share the points which struck you with your neighbor and your own reflection so that you can find it very easily. Yes? Ask yourself the question, in which way did this speak to you? I mean, why did it touch you? And then, did you derive any new insights from it, from Prabhupada's books? This is called Mananam, reflecting. So after we have done these two things, study alone and then reflect it very deeply, I will give you a sign. I will ask you if you need some more time, but then when we are done, I will give you a sign like this. And then I will request you to do what Prabhupada Priya Devidasi has indicated to us, the discussing with someone who's alive your text and someone who's there, you're laughing, but this is often not so much done. Discussing and sharing what were my new insights and very much what can I learn from this to apply it? No? And then the other person will talk about his text. It will be a highly inspiring Bhagavad Katha which will go on. If some of you feel you would like to go to the veranda, do so, but please don't spread all over the grounds, because when we all do the same, there's a certain good energy created which will help us. So to make it very simple, for now, I request you to just read the text. And you know, when you are tired, you may have to read two times a paragraph, because you will have to reflect about it, and later you will have to share your new insights and how you can apply it in your life. So do a good job so that you can also enlighten your partner who is next to you. Once again, you will now study alone. Please respect the silence. You may be very struck by an insight and immediately want to turn and talk. Please don't do this. Your time will come when you can talk as intensive as possible about it. Study it and especially concentrate on Mananam. We will put the fourfold process up again on the screen so that you can have it. Please start now. if you have read through your text, please reread particular sections which stroke you or which spoke to you and reflect about them. Reflecting may be difficult at first, but if you get into it, you will discover where your treasures lie. Remember, you will be asked soon to share, so it should be something deep which you have found. And also think, Nididhyasam, how can I apply this insight into my life? We have about 5 minutes more. Two and a half minutes more. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for participating so far. Now I request you to turn to your neighbor and specifically share with your neighbor. Please first listen before you start. Share with your neighbor what you have read, Shravanam, what you have heard, the Manananam, what you have reflected about it, and Nididhyasam, how you can apply that in your life. Please don't just say anything and everything. It should be something which you actually feel you can apply in your life. And when you leave this temple, you should have a spiritual project which you take along with you after reading this this text. Therefore, it is good if you discuss it with another person. I suppose or assume that you have also prayed, if not, I can understand, because prayer, we feel very enthusiastic when we are alone or before the deity. That symbol is when you pray, divine the mercy can come like rain which is showered from a cloud, which will help you to understand. Please especially emphasize, and this may be the challenge of this exercise, what you can do in your life. No, that the Nididhyasana, what is it that you can do and change? I wish you all the good in this discussion. We will have about 15 minutes, so please, I will give you a sign after 7 minutes. I will give you a sign so that you, your neighbor gets a chance to also talk. Not that you only talk about your text, because you happen to be the stronger talker. everyone should talk. So please, is this exercise clear to all of you? Good. Then let's get starting. Let's get started. Hare Krishna. May I suggest half of the time is up now. Maybe you want to switch now. If partner A has talked to partner B, then it is good if partner B now goes through the process and explains to partner A, or if it is vice versa, then vice versa. I just want to say half of the time is up. Please now, maybe not now switch, but soon switch, whatever. We want to give equal opportunity. Please continue. Hare Krishna. We are just, the devotees outside have been informed. I think they are slowly arriving. Before we end our morning session, I thought it is maybe very interesting to hear from one person of Group A what struck them in their text. What made them stop and reflect? Maybe it's a little bit too private to ask what they will do in as a consequence or following up to that, so that we leave. But it's sometimes very interesting, if not humbling, to see what we have not seen. So. May I ask a person from Group A, maybe a little older devotee, Mahatma, would you be comfortable? Are you A? Acha. To maybe say something what struck you. And then after Mahatma has spoken, Vishaka, are you Group B, B, or also are you an A? B. Then could we ask you to share with the group what has struck you as you were reading your text? Yes? Good. Please, let us now carefully hear, especially those who are A's, let us hear what another A has seen in the text. What? Can't hear? This is too loud or what? Yes.
One of the interesting things that's been happening to me lately is I don't have to go to the contemplative stage because the verses that I'm reading are happening in real time in my life. I'm thinking about something and I'm going to Bhagavatam and it's describing the exact situation. So I've been dealing with a situation in my preaching where some people I don't really want to preach to. I don't like them. But they're coming to me and they like me. And I don't want to say I don't like them, but I would prefer if they would go to you instead of me. Or somebody, you know the feeling. And it was very clear that you can't preach like that. You have to have an open heart and so forth. So as I was reading this, I was thinking, this is exactly the situation I'm in now all the time. I cannot have any personal interest that I like you, I don't like you, I like this one better. So that was my realization of the contemplative stage, that a lot of the prophet's sayings, it's not how to apply it, it's I'm at that moment trying to apply it and then just clarifying it more how to do it.
Thank you very much, Mahatma Bhut. This is a very important comment. The Bhagavatam happens to Mahatma Prabhu and to many of us. We open the book and then, oh no, it's just, welcome, or like this. Yes, Vishaka, maybe I asked you to briefly share.
Yes, what I realized from this verse is that we have responsibility, each one of us, to become eager to hear. That falls on us. And also to be attentive and reverent while we're here. And then the Lord is so kind that he will reciprocate our effort. That's his unbelievable grace upon us. And Prabhupada mentions also in the purport that we develop this eagerness through service to a devotee, which is quite extraordinary. So it's a complete process. And also Krishna mentions the word virtuous, that hearing from him is a virtuous activity. So he doesn't say transcendental, he says virtuous. So it means, as you were saying earlier, we come to this mode of goodness where we're regulated, we're getting up early, And this also helps us and inspires him to further help us and give us spiritual strength.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Both of you, yes. Amazing, I think, when we hear from others who read the text. And that's so nice in Vaishnava Sangha. And that helps, that brings us back to the earlier point of Prabhupada Priya Mataji, or we say like this, Prabhu, or how you say here. That point, that when you share or discuss so things which you have maybe not seen become clear to you. This is very, very nice. Also, as we discuss, it helps us to clarify our own insights and realizations. And in this way, it's a very powerful process to apply this. Thank you very, very much. We will now end the session by a very brief kirtan, and then you will be able to take your lunch prasadam. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Please sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna. Gaura Prema Nandi, Hari 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 Bo. Just as a closing remark, as I was chanting, some insight came to me about the two comments which Vishakha, and then I will take it in this succession, and then Mahatma made. Vishakha said, Krishna in his kindness reciprocates. That was in the text. Srinvata Svakata Krishna, if someone develops the urge to hear, then Krishna in the heart helps. And how Mahatma Prabhu shared with us that he has seen more and more how Krishna really seems to give him the right text and speaks through the text to him, and the Bhagavatam in this way happens. This is really what you can experience when you read regularly. This is a gift, so to say, that you will feel Krishna's kindness really in your heart. You will enter a little bit more the world of Krishna, the world of Krishna consciousness. So, yes, there are these techniques and so on. They are really helpful, but really, as you go deeper and deeper into the Bhagavatam, it will reveal itself. By Krishna's mercy, you are guided in the very best way. So I want to thank you very much for participating in this session, just so that you know how we commence. we will have after the evening Arctic, which is, when is the evening Arctic? 6:30, so 7 o'clock, we will have a Bhagavad recital. It will be about Krishna, and a very nice Krishna Katha from the 10th canto. If you have time, you are cordially invited to attend, and then tomorrow we will end everything with one more class, and then taking the retreat home, what you can do with all this information. So I wish you a wonderful and nourishing meal now, and a good fire of digestion, and see you again. Hare Krishna.